Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting second. The DH, Dave Engel. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. And now, play ball. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky takes first base on ball four. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Castano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Luzinski reaches second base with a double. Kemp goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. There goes Castano trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Mitchell trying to get to third. LaFleur throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags Mitchell for the out. two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball four. Baines moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. Baines moves to third. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Almon steals second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. There goes Almon trying to get to home. Brunansky throws the ball into Laudner who tags Almon who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 2-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brunansky moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Brunansky trying to get to third. Bernazard throws to Rodriguez who tags Brunansky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Luzinski reaches second base with a double. Bernazard scores. Kemp moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek is walked intentionally. John Pacella now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward is hit by the pitch. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Harbeck, and towards Castano, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-2 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Paciorek takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paciorek moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Escarraga now pitching. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Laudner moves to second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-3 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Escarraga fields it and throws to third for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Paciorek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kuzman now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Engel moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Felton now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paciorek moves to third. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baines. The throw from Laudner and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Paciorek scores. It's Twins, 4, White Sox, 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-3 in the game. Almon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Vance Law now playing third base. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground. Leffler throws the ball into Law, who tags Gaetti trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Twins, 5, White Sox, 5. Eddie Solomon now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Laudner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Johnson pinch hits for Dave Engel. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.